Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming temptation. And today we're going to talk about how to get victory over the temptations of the devil. And we've already talked about how Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy by trying to get the word out of your heart so you won't believe and see it produce victory in you. He wants to stop the production of your faith. And even if you're walking in the word, he wants to come and tempt you so that you will draw back and fall away from doing the word. Now we know that God's not the one who brings temptations of evil. We know it is Satan. What's he coming to do? He's trying to get you to be drawn away from the Word. He's testing you. He's trying to get you to compromise the Word of God. And remember, he's trying to get you to give place to what he wants so that he can stop the production of God's Word in your life. And we looked at several examples, and today we're going to talk about principles on how to get victory over temptation. First of all, you got to know what God will do in every situation. We know the fact that we saw that there's two ways you're going to resist entering into it. And as we pointed out previously, you have to enter into the temptation before it becomes sin. The temptation itself is not sin, but if you enter into it, it will conceive and it will produce sin in your life. We saw in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is ready or willing, and the flesh is weak or strengthless. You must learn to watch and pray, be vigilant, be spiritually tuned in to what's going on so that you don't yield to the enemy. Have a spiritual mind about you, not a fleshly mind. Be pursuing the things of the spirit and be watchful so you don't enter into it. Remember, your spirit is always willing, always ready to do what the word says, but your flesh is strengthless, it is weak, it's never going to want to do what God's word would say in a situation. And the other thing that's important is you've got to have the word. It is written. That's the way Jesus dealt with things. And we saw the scripture in James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You submit yourself to God by acknowledging his word, hearing and thinking on his word, and then you act upon it and you continue to do it. And you're going to resist the devil's lies with the word of God, speaking what the word declares, which is going to extinguish that fiery dart. That's putting up the shield of faith so you can extinguish the fiery dart that comes from the devil that's trying to stop your faith, praise God. So you need to know that you don't have to enter into it. If you have entered into it, you need to know the fact that God will bring you out of it. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, there's no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. The word taken, by the way, means overtaken. No temptation that's overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful and will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. If you have an attack coming against you, remember that he's going to bring you out of it. If it's overtaken you, the Bible says that he won't leave you to be tempted above you're able, but will with a temptation always make a way to escape. Whether you're in the midst of it, he will show you how to get out of that thing at any point in time. Remember when Jonah had rebelled against God, he'd fallen for all the things the devil wanted him to do, and he refused to go and preach the gospel the way he was supposed to, and preach to Nineveh, and he ended up being in a mess there in the fish's belly. But you know, even in the midst of that, he yielded that thing, and he was in bondage, and it was about over for him. He still could escape out of that. I don't care what situations come, God can make a way for you to escape, that you may be able to bear it or stand in resistance to it. That means not to carry it, not to put up with it, but you are going to come out of that thing. If you are fallen for temptation, look to the Lord. He will show you how to escape that thing and to come out victorious. Remember another thing, James 1:13, let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. God does not tempt people with evil. if the testings of God are bringing His Word in order to bless us. The devil's temptations are to take the Word out of our heart, always to lead you away from the Word so that he can bring evil upon you. You also need to realize Hebrews 2:18, Jesus himself has always suffered being tempted in all points, yet without sin, as it says in Hebrews 4:15, but here, having been suffered temptations, it says he's able to succor or to run to the aid of them that are tempted. I'll tell you, Jesus will run to your aid. He shows you what to do to overcome. And you need to know, God's going to be there on the scene. In fact, 2 Peter 2:9, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. You've got to know that He's going to come and He's going to deliver you out of that thing. God knows how to do it. Look to Him. Let Him do it. Don't try to do it in your own strength. Don't try to do it your way. You've got to do it according to the Word of God, and then you'll be successful. Another point, and we were talking about Daniel chapter 3 with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to bow down and worship the image. They refused, and the temptation came. Who's that God that's going to deliver you out of my hand or out of that burning fiery furnace? Well, they knew that God would deliver them, and they said, if you throw us in the furnace, God is able to deliver us, and He will deliver us. That's confidence. That's faith, and that's what you need. You need to know what God's able to do, and also what the fact that He is willing to do it, because He is a performer of His Word. And then they said, if not, if you don't throw us in the fiery furnace, we won't serve you. Boy, that's an uncompromised stand. They didn't leave anything left to compromise in their life. I'll tell you, they left open the possibility in that, the fact that God could intervene and keep them from being thrown in the furnace. But regardless, whether they were thrown in or whether they weren't going to bow and serve that false God, and they knew that if they got thrown in, God would deliver them. You know, we need to quit trying to figure out how God's going to do things and just believe Him and let God do the delivering. He knows what He's doing. Don't worry, don't wonder, don't waver, but trust in Him and act upon the Word and let God fight your battle for you. You need to know another thing, that the fact that who's bringing this temptation, it's not just like some strange thing happened upon you. It's coming from the devil, and he's trying to separate you from the manifest love of Jesus Christ in your life. Romans 8:35, the Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Notice it said who. It didn't say what. It said who. Then it goes on and says, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? That's the what that the who brings. Well, who's the who that tries to separate us? That's the devil. Satan is behind these temptations to separate you from the love of Christ. And what does he use? He uses tribulation. He uses distress, persecution, famine, all kinds of circumstances. Nakedness, peril, sword, anything that he can do. And what's he out to do? He's out to destroy you. In fact, verse 36, it says, as it's written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Who looks at you as sheep for the slaughter, accounting you as one that is going to destroy? It's the devil. The devil wants to slaughter the sheep. But praise God, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. You are got to realize that you're more than a conqueror, and you're going to get the victory. This is the devil coming at you with his temptation. You're going to overcome him through the power of God. He's made you more than a conqueror, and you've got to have trust in him. He goes on and says, for I'm persuaded, I trust, I have faith, I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. The devil says, I'm going to separate you from the love of God. I'm going to use all these different means. But praise God, you're more than a conqueror. You got to be persuaded that any attack the enemy brings, it's not going to be able to separate you from the love of God, because you're going to get the victory as more than a conqueror and overcome the temptation. Praise God. Very important that you are ready to deal with whatever comes. Now, James chapter 1, verse 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. These temptations that come against you are trying to bring you to the place of getting out of faith. That's why it says, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. The enemy's testing your faith. And what do you need to do? You need to rejoice in the Lord. It is very important that you keep a rejoicing spirit about you. If your eyes are on the Lord, you'll keep a rejoicing spirit. If your eyes are on the circumstances, your joy will go right out the window. And that's what happens to so many Christians. They get attacked with temptation. Their joy is gone in a moment's time or very quickly because they have not done what the Word says. Your joy is going to protect your faith. Your joy is not in the circumstance, not in what the devil's doing, but in what the Lord is going to do or is presently doing to deliver you out of that. You know, Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." You know, this is written in the Philippian church there, and remember when Paul and Silas were at Philippi, that's where they had the time when they were thrown in the jail. Boy, these guys came through a lot of trials. In fact, you see this letter to the church at Philippi, it was called the Joyful Letter because there's so many references to rejoicing and joying in God in there. And he says that they need to rejoice in the Lord, not in what the devil's doing, rejoice in what the Lord's doing. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, "Rejoice evermore." You need to keep rejoicing at all times. Nehemiah 8:10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord is your strength, praise God. And this particular word here for strength, when you look it up in the Hebrew, it means a fortified place of protection. The joy of the Lord is your fortified place of protection. It's going to protect your faith. It's going to keep you going forth and not yielding to the enemy. It is one of the fruit of the Spirit, and you need the joy of the Lord to protect your faith. Also, you need to have some patience, some steadfastness, because remember, it says, knowing this, a trial of your faith, it's trying to stop your faith, it works or brings into being patience. We see this in James 1, verse 3, where it says, knowing this, the trying of your faith works patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The Bible says, blessed is the man that endures temptation. You're going to have to be steadfast in the midst of temptation. What does steadfastness do? It possesses the soul realm. That's where the battle is with the enemy. Luke 21:19, in your patience possess ye your souls. That's the will, the intellect, the emotions. You've got to watch what you're thinking on, the attitude you have in your will, what feelings coming from your emotions. The devil uses this to try to tempt you, to get you in the flesh, and get you off the Word of God. You're going to overcome the temptation, though, because you're going to rejoice. You're going to be doing the Word. You're going to keep your eyes on the Lord and resist that enemy, and he's going to flee from you. Do these principles and overcome, and we'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close